So gonna round out that whole broadcast day with a sandwich of curse words at the opening and the closing.
I think that was the same song from before too. I don't know what happened. We might not use that in the after talk. I guess we have to use it now.
I didn't notice the curse words in the opening until you called them out, and then on the closing, I was like, "Those sounds like the naughty words."
Right. Mother flipper.
Oh no, they were totally different songs. Oh my goodness. Yeah,
what?
We had
There's
a lot of
two curses. Songs now.
You guys are on the record for After Talk.
I'm on the record saying that I have no opinion on curse words. Taking a very bold stance.
I'm going to take a bold stance and say I am so pleased that all of us secretly decided to keep watching the new Pope.
It was hilarious. Like, I can't emphasize enough how this was not discussed in advance in any way.
No way.
We all, like, last week, we all, like, yeah, let's give it one more week. And then we all did the hint of, like, oh, new Pope, right? Am I right? Oh, yeah. Okay. And I truthfully didn't love this episode this week. Like, I was like, oh, I mean, that sigh was real. Like, I don't know. But I knew I'll probably end up watching it though.
I'll keep watching it.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Quick side production note. Is that a UFO we hear in the background? Like, there was definitely like a wah, wah, wah.
Maybe it's the AC or something.
No, because the AC we would hear in here, but it does kind of screech outside.
Oh, maybe someone's car. Maybe some cars messed up.
Or a UFO.
Oh, you hear it. It's not coming from me.
No. Like outside, it was loud enough that we both of us were like, what's going on here?
Did you check outside to make sure you're still on Earth?
No, that would explain it. What if we're the UFO?
The Skype connection is actually really good.
The whole time.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, Skype, you'd think, would fall out of
I mean,
connection.
Turns out it's no longer a Skype connection. Now it's a Sky connection.
Oh.
We're just
And there's a net. Connecting your Sky net.
John Malkovich is really bad in this show.
Good God, he's really bad.
I don't think he's bad. I think I hate his character. I don't like that. I think he's playing what they told him the character should be, and I don't like him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't look at him and go like, oh, that's, you're not acting.
Because well, it's not, he doesn't have conviction.
John Malkovich. Ha ha.
I did not like Lenny last season, though, but found him compelling. And I think maybe that's what I'm saying. When I say bad, I don't mean bad. I mean somebody can be like, bad, but I can still find them compelling.
Not bad actor, but just ugh.
Correct.
You know, I think part of what it is because Lenny coming into the young Pope, where the show starts off and he's the Pope, and we are already in the middle of it. He like almost wants nothing to do with the political scheming going on, whereas especially in this week's episode, that is what we are finally at least letting the new Pope get into, which is like they should have done more of that way earlier, or had him be a bigger part of it earlier.
I wonder how much better it would be if they had just cut out one episode. Not any one full episode, but one episode's length of filler content.
I bet they could have lost one or two. I mean, the whole thing about the
middle all those nuns dancing at the beginning.
Oh no! Don't lose them. that's the hook that is like, well, you know what? I'm just gonna stick around for the nuns dancing, and then before I know it, the credits are rolling, and there's more nuns dancing, so I'm happy.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the whole nun strike thing. That's a weird subplot that I'm not sure if that will play in or if it's just a B plot.
I hope it's more than a B plot because that's a fairly weak one if it is.
Yeah.
Especially because they're just dancing all the time and
Voiello's going to get in trouble at some point and he's going to need the nuns to do something and all of this stuff's going to blow back on him. That's my guess.
There have been a lot of things so far in the new Pope that feel like the start of a new subplot or side story that pretty much go nowhere. Like the end of episode three or four where one of the I don't know, the immigrants that the middle pope let in is just like kissing and groping on one of the nuns. That is like given lip service this week, but you would think that would be more of like a they set it up really dastardly. They make it seem like he's going to be a real problem, and then he doesn't show up again.
I mean, yeah. I get the impression from this story that they're pretty good at cover-ups. Like, although,
but yeah, in storytelling-wise,
this version of the Vatican that they're showing in this television show,
this fictitious
is very good
depiction of it. Correct. Yeah.
I do love in that they keep finding excuses for John Malkovich to say, "I'm the new pope." So that we never forget what the show is called.
The title of the only thing they have to do is figure out an excuse for him to look right down the barrel of the camera while he says it. Oh, maybe for a previous gentleman. However, I'm the new pope.
I'm just going to watch it right now on my phone while we're talking about it.
Oh, is it a new one out?
Yeah.
Does it start with dancing nuns? Hey, Tom.
Yes, Brian.
You know how sometimes you have to make purchasing decisions and and you know, it's like a technology thing. You're like, well, I have to get the thing, so let me just, you know, look at the ratings. That's the best thing. Let's go, right?
Right.
And then other times you have to make a purchase for an aesthetic thing, and then all of a sudden it's just agony. It's like and maybe it's a smaller decision. Like for example, a while ago, you know, I needed a monitor. I wanted a widescreen monitor, and went on there, looked and found a 4.5-star rated, you know, however many thousands of things, about $500 monitor, and I felt really good. I liked it so much that a year later I needed another monitor, and it's like, well, I like that one. It's still highly rated. Bloop, bloop, sure. Bloop. Just press the button, do it again.
Yeah.
Very happy, right? Then I needed a desk because the desk was so wobbly that it's like, well, I got to replace this desk. Okay. I go to Office Depot because I want to actually see it, and I actually sort of, you know, I notice that tables tend to wobble and shake when I push them, and then this one's the wrong color and all that stuff. I spend 2 hours agonizing over whether to spend $100 or $130 or $170. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I pick the $130 desk. I take it, bring it home. I was like, yeah, got to assemble it. 4 hours later, I finally assembled it. I am now 6+ hours into this endeavor. But I finally did it. I made the decision, put the thing together.
Yep.
Now, it's an investment in your time. Now you have a proper surface to work off of.
I don't like it. All things being equal, I'd rather not deal with it. Whatever.
But you don't even like the desk, or
no,
are you just done with it?
I didn't like the experience. I didn't like anything about it. You know, I didn't like the indecision or the agony or wondering if I did things smart or wrong. And I certainly didn't like spending the money. And then finally, it's all put together though. So it's time to swap the desks out. So I set the desk over, and I take everything off the desk, and I set, ironically, interestingly enough, the monitor that I had previously, I set off to the side. I pull the desk out, I go in, and then I come back in, and the monitor is on the ground, and it's shattered. Spent all
day.
How did
it get shattered?
Because it fell over, because after I spent all day agonizing over a $130 decision and spent 4 hours of my goddamn time assembling a desk, I shattered a $550 monitor.
There's no use crying over shattered monitor, Brian.
Yeah, but you can't feel...
It's all in the past.
You can't feel real embarrassed. It can really sour your day. And you come home and you unload to your wife, and it's like, you know what? At least let's watch Picard. And then guess what?
Oh, I see now. I get it. F you, Picard.
And then
Brian really didn't like the scene where monitors. Picard was at Space Office Max and buying a space desk.
There's another unrealistically unshattered monitor in this scene, I see.
He was shopping for a new captain's chair and couldn't tell if he wanted the one worth for 120 credits or the one for 140 credits or the one for 180 credits.
This pilot or that pilot?
And so again, and it's like, and then finally, I'm starting to talk to Bonnie, and Bonnie just looks me straight in the eyes, like, "I think you're very tired, and you should go to bed." I'm like, "You're right.
That's right.
I'm gonna go to bed. I'm gonna put this behind me." And I go to bed, and I wake up, and I was like, "God damn it. Like, I was still holding on to it. Spoiler alert, long story short, I made it 16 hours before I bought a replacement monitor of the exact same monitor. I couldn't handle it.
Oh, yeah. Man, I have been there. I have done that. It is, it's just one of those things where I feel like I just sort of put another quarter in the machine, you know? It's like, yep, that's broken.
Well,
I should have not broken it, but it's broken now. And so I'm just going to replace it. And that money was money that went away. And
in a weird way, like, I went to bed. It was worse when I went to bed, because when I went to bed, it was broken the way a cracked iPhone is, where it still functions, but you have to stare in the face of your failure the whole time. Mm-hmm. When I got in this morning, I think that overnight there was a temperature change enough that a small crack became everything is bigger, super broken. Yeah. So in a weird way, it's like, well, this is not even usable now. So now I am excused for completely replacing it as fast as possible, so I don't have to look at my own dumb failure in front of my own dumb face. However, there is a ray of hope.
Oh.
Whenever something breaks, this is a little PSA.
An angel gets its wings. Yeah.
Most credit cards have some kind of warranty protection in it.
Right.
On top of it, that's part of the reason. That's part of what you get with your 28% APR interest. Right. On the
good
card.
God.
In this case, I looked it up, and and it said that you're covered for 120 days. And I go back, and I'm like, October 16th, 2019, and I end up asking my digital assistant. I ask Siri, "Hey, how many days ago was October 16th, 2019?" And she says, "117 days." Oof. Which means, After going through the agony and hell of making a decision aesthetically, then going through the agony and hell of assembling a desk, I get to go to a new agony and hell of an entire application system designed to discourage me from going through the entire process,
right,
in which I must document and take
pictures. You will be tested on whether the price of the new monitor is worth the pain and agony of asking for a refund on the price of a new monitor.
And without dancing nuns. That's the worst part. So
well, I mean, you could just have that on loop while you're waiting on
home. See, the monitor that he broke was a big flashing multicolored cross.
I see.
I mean, I stole it from a sleeping pope. That for some reason it was important that it just stays in front of.
And part of the problem was when you called the credit card company and they asked for your name, and you said, "You can call me the Good Time Girl."
So I went ahead and bought a replacement monitor, and so now, I mean, I hope they replace it, in which case I'll have a monitor for the home, because right now that room doesn't have a monitor in it. What a bummer of an experience that was.
Ouchie.
That's no good, man. Mm. I hate that. I've had a rash for a week.
Aw.
Who is the patron saint of both monitors and rashes?
Oh, and when I say a week, I mean since the end of December, but I've been treating it for a week and it's going away.
Oh, you finally are doing something? You're just sort of staring at it harshly for a while?
St. Markolf was regarded as a patron who cured skin diseases.
Oh, you're good. St. Meghan Markle.
Excellent.
Excuse me. St. Faustina Kowalska, a.k.a. This Pinterest is not giving me the information I need on saints.
Turns out Pinterest, not your number one source for Catholic canon.
It was Google's first choice for the answer to that question.
Oh, question about Catholic saints?
Never go with the Google first choice. That is, if you want facts, never go with the Google first choice, because it's always quoting something out of context, and it's like 50% of the time wrong. Hate Google. That algorithm is bad. It's broken.
Who's the patron saint of hating Google? Tom Merritt. Oh, my God.
No, the patron saint of Hagen Google is Saint Marguerite Vestager of the European Union Competition Commission.
There is Saint Isidore of Seville, who tried to record everything ever known, the patron saint of the internet.
Ah, Saint Alta Vista himself.
That one's good. Saint Lycos.
Saint Lycos!
I can order a medal for Saint Markle. Saint Roach.
A medal?
Like a medal that you would wear around your on a necklace.
Like a medallion.
Oh, I thought you could order instead of ordering a hitman, you could order somebody to interfere in the affairs of other people.
I need you to meddle in this. Right.
It's not actually against the law.
like hey man, I'm gonna have to order a medal. All right. Whose game do you want me to interfere with?
Saint Roque was born with a Red Cross image across his breast.
Red Cross?
No. Actually, I'm sorry. You're thinking of, it's actually also called the pound symbol or a hashtag, and you're thinking of Saint Woke. No?
He got both parts of the wrong details wrong.
God damn it.
He also recovered from the plague with the aid of dog food.
I mean, all food is dog food, you think about it.
Okay, wait a minute. It's not actually dog food. A dog took food from his master's table and brought it to Roque, and he survived the plague and became the patron saint of dogs.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's the patron saint of invalids and dogs.
That's why Scooby-Doo always says, "Rut Roque."
Rut Roque?
I almost made this comment about The Outsider. I'm kind of hoping it ends with a Scooby-Doo ending.
Oh,
it's all explained rationally because of the, it was a guy in a rubber mask the whole time.
It was projectors and mirrors.
Oh, that would be a fun reversal if there was nothing supernatural about it, everything was a frame job. So it actually goes back to
Madeline Gibney woman.
Yeah, so
would have got away with it too.
I can't. But with so much of the weird supernatural stuff that we do see, I have to imagine the rational answer would be something boring like, oh, there's a fungus that these people passed along to each other. And that's why the scratching and hallucinations and
like a rage virus.
Visions. Yeah, weird stuff.
Yeah.
Corona.
Well, yeah. Welcome to Spoiler in Time 2, even spoilerier, where we spoil things that haven't even happened yet.
It's magical. All right. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us.
Thank you, everyone. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.